T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. From ESPN and our buddy Jeff Darlington going to join us here for a couple minutes. Jeff, welcome back to football, right? It's starting. It's starting all over the country. It's fun. It's exciting, and we're ready for it.
This is one of those, like, total teases, though. It's like, yeah, football's back. The games aren't for, like 6 more weeks, but football's back.
Hey, they'll be throwing it around, and we can watch guys, you know, run around a little bit, who looks hot and who's not. Hey, we got a bunch of stuff. Reason I wanted to have you on this morning is let's start with, say, Aaron Rodgers. You don't believe he's going to retire, do you?
No, I mean, I don't think so. He's a, you know, as Mark Murphy, the president of the organization, put it, he's a complicated fella. So I understand the idea of putting that on the table because he is a pretty complicated fella. And if you even float that idea, I'll bet there's something in somebody's mind within the Packers organization that is wondering if he actually will. My thing is, like, what is that? I don't really know how that's a flex to the Packers organization. Like, what are they supposed to do? My whole thing all along here is, like, at some point, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can't just keep saying, like, I just don't like the organization. You have to say at some point, seemingly, what it is and what will fix this. Because if you don't do that, I don't know what the Packers are supposed to do. Yes, they could trade him, but again, like, the leverage is in their court. Like, what reason do they necessarily have to trade him other than compensation? It's Aaron who's going to have to forego nearly $35 million if he doesn't play this season. So to me, it's like, okay, what are you going to do, Aaron, and what do you want? Like, because at this point, we don't really know.
Jeff, just to follow up on that, the great ones, the guy's just coming off an MVP year where he was sensational. The great ones don't just all of a sudden want to quit, especially with the amount of money he can make over the next 4, 5, 6 years. I just don't see him going cold turkey and going, all right, I'm done playing. Well, like, what else is going to pay you that kind of money tied in with the commercials, which could be close to $50 million a year? Let me know.
Well, yeah, I mean, and beyond that, like this is your legacy too. Like, maybe he can say he doesn't care about it, but he will be, I mean, one of the more disappointing careers, honestly, in NFL history, if you think about it. Like the most talented quarterback, really, the most talented passer on the planet is basically the way we've talked about him for the last year or so. And if he only comes away with this thing with one Super Bowl, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know that's a career that Aaron Rodgers expected.
Well, Jeff, let's throw gasoline on the fire. Devontae Adams not happy either now in Green Bay. Right. Now you got your top two guys that probably want out at this point. What is going to end up happening with him?
I mean, I'm surprised. I wouldn't have expected him to get a deal done that outside of being like the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, I wouldn't have expected him to concede anything without knowing Aaron Rodgers' future. So to me, these things, I understand he would have potentially done a deal if it was going to make him the highest paid wide receiver. But outside of that, without knowing who's going to be throwing him passes, I just didn't expect that deal to get done in the first place. If Aaron all of a sudden is back and they can get those conversations going again, yeah, I think that would make sense. But for now, it starts with Aaron, and everything else will trickle down from there.
I know it's like a broken record, the other guy, but Deshaun Watson, do you think this can get worked out and he gets traded and plays for somebody else this year?
So I think this has to be the perfect scenario for that to happen. I understand. I just saw a report. Houston Texans are willing to listen to trade offers. Well, yeah. I mean, but they're like, let's say the entire headline. They're willing to listen to trade offers for their player who has 22 civil lawsuits currently open against him. Like, that's a pretty big caveat. And I think that this has to be perfect from the standpoint that the Texans want to get high enough compensation to justify the move. Watson has a no-trade clause in his contract, so whatever team does step up, let's say the Eagles, for instance, were to step up and say, okay, we'll give you two first-round picks, and Watson's like, well, I don't want to play for the Eagles. Well, okay, so that squashes that. Like, it's got to be the perfect team. It's got to be the perfect offer. And it's got to be something that the Texans are willing to take, even though their player right now has so much hanging over his head.
Jeff, I got to ask you this about Deshaun Watson and the situation. The NFL hasn't stepped in yet. When is the timetable for them to step in? Because, yeah, like, the reports are out there that they're willing to listen to trade offers, and maybe Philly's the team on top, and maybe Carolina jumps in there, maybe some other wild card teams jump in. If you're a team right now, aren't you calling the NFL and going, hey, before we even call Houston,
that's the problem.
Like, what's the situation with Deshaun? Like, when does the NFL step in here?
Well, and here's the other that's exactly why this is such a weird game of chess, because Deshaun also had $10 million in salary. Like, he needed to report to camp to keep that from going into jeopardy. And he also needed to find out if the league was going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. And they did not. And the expectation is that they will not. They didn't with Ezekiel Elliott when he had the domestic allegations against him. And he was never found guilty of a crime, and the league still suspended him for 6 games, but they never put him on the commissioner's exempt list. So it's this tricky thing where, if a team does trade for him, you almost have to expect, at the very minimum, that he's going to get hit with a 6-game suspension at some point. So obviously that's going to lower his value somewhat. But let's just say, because I know Dolphins fans are most interested in it, let's say the Dolphins were to say, okay, you know what? We can roll through 6 games. If he gets suspended for 6 games, it's still worth it in the long run. So I understand that component to it. But I still don't know. I mean, beyond, like, what is the timetable? Right. How long are we going to have to wait? Where does this investigation stand? And by the way, is it going to be worse than 6 games? Yeah. I mean, he's got 22 civil lawsuits against him. So while we assume that he'll settle these things at some point, what if he doesn't? What if these things wind up going to court and get upheld for years? I just don't know if you're a team and you're bringing in your franchise quarterback. And by the way, at this point of camp too, like, where you're opening camp and you feel like you're going to see it through with your quarterback, like, I just don't know how you pull the trigger on that if it's high compensation.
Well, it's a tough one to do, because I was going to ask you, do you still believe, and do people that you're working with every day still believe the Dolphins are interested if this Deshaun Watson thing gets cleaned up?
I've never honestly gotten that sense personally from my conversations. I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen. I could see if training camp just goes much worse than they're expecting, that they could become interested. But personally, in my conversations, I've gotten the sense that they really firmly want to see this all through with Tua. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I heard a story the other day about Tua, by the way.
What'd you hear?
I guess he joined a local golf club. And I heard it was like rain out there or whatever. And Tua was, you know, sometimes you got to pull your carts when there's lightning. You got to pull them under like a tree. I don't know. You pull them somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And I guess there was like 15, 20 other carts around. And like a buddy of mine was out there, and he said, he thought, you know, Tua would probably try to, like, go in and get away from it all. I guess Tua sat out there and talked to all 20, like, literally 20 people, like, held court with, like, 20 people for, like, a solid, like, let's say a half hour, where he just literally talked to every single one of them, held, like, fielded every single question, yeah. like, with
That's
a,
cool.
my buddy said, with a total smile on his face. And it's like, man. You know, you never want to just be the good guy. You also want to be a good quarterback.
Right.
But, like, that was great to hear.
Jeff, that's my quarterback.
That's a nice story. No, that's good stuff. That's why people join Grand Oaks. That's a beautiful reason to join that club. I mean, it's close. It's great location, all those things. Hey, real quickly, too, I wanted to get your take on how ugly this vaccination versus I didn't get the vaccination going to go.
Yeah.
With the players on these teams like Buffalo and other teams?
So here's my only thing there. Like, I actually kind of think it's not going to be as big of a deal once things get going. More than 80% of the league is vaccinated. So it's not like it's going to be in the locker room like this 50-50, like,
yeah.
vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't think – I mean, even from the standpoint – like, I was on a call with the league the other day, and I asked, like, what happens if there's – they said if there's an outbreak of unvaccinated players, well, what constitutes an outbreak? Because if it's only 20% of the league that's unvaccinated, like, that's not that big of a deal if there is an outbreak. You can still play a game in that sense. So I don't think when the NFL is using powerful language to say you'll have to forfeit game checks, they got through a 17-game season last year without a vaccine. I don't think it's going to be that big of a problem once things get started, to be completely honest with you.
No, I like that. And then the other thing we got to ask you, Tom Brady.
Yep.
All right, so the jugs machine, he throws three in a row. Fake, faker, so fake, in my opinion. But cool. No, very cool. Only Tom Brady, right. who's becoming the coolest mofo of all time, man, with the things he's doing. It was awesome, yeah. but you're not buying that.
I want to believe it's real, Jeff. I want to believe that.
Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think that's – I'm not here to be the party pooper. I would just say that there's – check out a technology called VFX and look at 2 years ago. I'll put it this way. I'm going to put a very optimistic spin on it. Tom Brady has been putting out pretty cool videos for a few years now. A couple years before he started camp for year 20, 2 years ago, he put out a really cool video of him throwing passes to himself. Go check that out.
You feel like you're telling me Santa's not real or
something.
Hey,
Jeff, I just wish, right. and I know you're tight with the whole Brady camp and stuff, and I thought it was cool. He's in Montana throwing to those little kids going, hey, Wes Welker, run. I got you. Amendola, I got you. Where's Gronk? Right. I mean, it was like, he's cool. Everything he does, he never forgets his boys, man. It was awesome. Yeah. But
Man. He's got the social media thing dialed
That's
in
right.
right now.
He does.
Isn't it amazing? 43, was he 44 yet? No, 43 still. And he's like the king of social media, too. It's like, I can't even figure out what the hell this stuff is. Like, I feel like I'm drowning. Like, I've had these feelings like, wow, I'm becoming an old man. Like, TikTok and all this crap. Tom Brady's still mastering
he's
that.
He's mastering it, Jeff. He's great at it. He's not good at it. He's great at it.
He's got a great team of guys.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's just kind of the by the way, the story about Tua was great, which I'm not surprised. I heard he's just great with everybody. The guys that worked with him in the offseason away from camp have just raved about what he's done.
I know Dolphins fans are probably tired of that because it's like you never want to be like, he's a great guy, but, you know, that butt is always brutal. But I do think when you're talking about the face of your franchise – look, man, like, I know people want to see potentially Deshaun Watson down here, but you should want Tua to succeed. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
By the way, no matter what size, and we got into this last week, it got ugly around here with the vaccination and the Tua stuff. Like, everybody who's already decided Tua can't play, they should hope he can play, man, because we want to keep going through this. We should hope that our first-round pick, if you're a Dolphin fan,
that's it.
Like, you should hope he's really good and he's our future. Unless you think this is really cool, the old train wreck quarterback thing,
because
it's getting old. Marino ain't coming back through that door.
It's tough, though. I understand it, but you should not be. I always subscribe to that. Like, I always tell people, like, people always ask me, like, oh, what do you think? I'm like, this is the guy you should buy his jersey, you know? And I know Dolphins fans are sick of wasting money on jerseys.
Right.
But at some point, you want a guy that you're proud of on and off the field to succeed. And I think that, that Tua has the chance. He is certainly capable of being one off the field. The question is now on the field.
That's why I bought a Jeff Darlington jersey.
Yeah, man, yeah, that'll last you a long time.
Doesn't matter what team. That's it.
Jeff, I actually don't really believe in any adults wearing any adult men wearing jerseys. But that's a conversation for a different day.
Wait a sec. So
what about on game day?
You wouldn't wear like if you were going to a Dolphin game, and you weren't working. You wouldn't wear a Tua jersey.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Would you put your own name on it?
Like, we're talking sports radio here. There's a lot of people that are listening that certainly do that. I personally think they should only be made in size small for children and women.
By the way, you're killing Zach because Zach wears them.
Listen, I did what you just said, Jeff. I want Tua to be the guy, so I bought me and Matthew Tua jerseys. I bought a small one for him.
I love that you bought your kid a jersey.
Yeah, he's got a Tua jersey.
We're not talking about the one you bought for your son.
I bought matching jerseys. Right. Right.
Hey, by the way, I'm just kidding. I know Zach's a big jersey guy. I'm just messing with the bud.
I can't fit in the Tua jersey yet, but I will someday.
Hey, Zach, how many Dolphins jerseys do you have?
I got a Randy McMichael, a Sam Madison, a Cam Wake, and now a Tua.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Right.
That's a good choice.
And a throwback Marino, but that doesn't come out of the closet. That's like stuck in the closet and it's like a safe place.
Jeff, way to get it stirred up, though. You ought to see his face now.
I don't care. I get what he says. It's fine. But my kid's got one. He said it's okay for the kid to have one, so I'm fine with that.
Hey, Joe, were you there that one time when Marino and someone from marketing came up after a game and said to Marino, like, hey, Dan, you're your jersey was the highest selling. Look at this. Look at these numbers. Your jersey was the highest selling in the stadium today. And Marino was so proud and so fired up. And I was like,
by the way, it still is after 20 years.
I know,
it's the safest jersey to buy. That's why.
It was great. It was great from two levels. First of all, like, you could see the competitiveness in Marino. He was like, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And then it's like thinking about it, it's like, dude, who else? What other jerseys are they going to buy, bud?
So you can see Marino throwing four touchdowns and he's in the car driving home with Claire, and all he says is, you hear about my jersey?
That's it.
It's still number one. Honey.
I think they sold like seven of them, and he was fired up.
Jeff, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.